Pass the duty.
Pass to who?
K-E-8-R-U-H.
There was a song back in the 80s. A couple of little kids were singing it, I think. And all I remember is on MTV hearing them say, pass the duty on the left-hand side or something like that. That's all I remember.
Ah, you on your way to breakfast?
I am.
Cool, cool, cool. I am on my way. My daughter is doing a craft show with my mom and sister, so I'm on my way to take her and all of her goods to the craft show.
Okay, well, where do you got to go, and what are her crafts? What does she craft?
We're on our way to Chippewa Valley High School, and she is making customized sunglasses.
What? Thing? I assume she gets like a sunglass, and then she bedazzles it or something like that?
Yes, you are spot on. She's sitting next to me, and she went, yes, that's exactly what I do.
All right, very cool. Well, I'll wish her luck. Hope she sells out.
Heck yeah, then she can buy me a good Christmas present.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm nowhere near Chippewa Valley. That's up there to the northeast of me there. Down here in the southwest part of the county. Do my breakfast with the boys, and otherwise we'd stop in and see you and say hi.
Yep. Hey, I'm getting a call. I'll catch up with you in a little bit. K-E-8-R-U-H.
Okie doke. W-8-F-U.
W-8-R-C-Y is vertical.
Oh my God, this little Xfinity truck coming off the freeway. I got a yield for the traffic coming off the freeway. The guy coming off the ramp is practically coming to a stop. Oh my God. Usually the idiots are on the service drive, not the freeway.
You're taking a scenic route from your place to my place this morning? This is interesting.
Yes, I just got on 696 at Hoover. Coming up on Van Dyke here.
I take it you're at that place that starts with a T?
I'll never tell.
Well, I had 25 other letters to guess, and there's no more Hooters in the area, so it had to be either an H or a T, so I just guessed T, and I must have at least gotten close. All right. I'll see you in a little bit. Take your time. Don't blow away in the wind. It looks a little windy out. W-8-R-C-Y.
Yeah, Burns, I'm just going underneath Mound Road now, so I'll be getting off the freeway here in just a minute. So we'll probably be a little bit ahead of schedule. Go through the drive-through there as often I do, but like I say, we'll be there in a matter of minutes.
Okay, fine. We'll see you then. Be safe. W-A-R-C-Y.
W-A-F-U. are you guys?
Well, I'm here. Did I miss your call? I was flipping between the node and the repeater, and they're at opposite ends of the dial. Sorry. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys coming to breakfast?
It's in process as we speak.
All right. Still about 15 minutes out, so save me a spot.
And you'll save two spots if you beat us there. Plus a parking spot.
Well, I don't think I'll beat you there. But, whatever. Okay, I can talk now. I, had my mouth full, couldn't speak. Your first transmission was pretty light audio, but I hear you fine now. Yes, we're a little ahead of schedule, but we'll leave a light for you.
All right. Phil Game was with you today.
Man, I just had a brain fart. I thought I had passed Donald's complex. I hadn't. I don't know, it was weird. Anywho, I'm turning in now.
Yeah, I'm coming direct on the dot 6 now with my powerful 75 watts. How does it sound out in my neighborhood?
You're solid in, but there's some sort of light, like, noise in there with you. It's not static, it's not popcorn, it's like a humming or something like that. I've heard it before, so I think it might be on the repeater end on particular signals.
Well, now I'm coming back through my repeater. Do you still hear that?
No, it's distinctly when you're on the 2-6.
All right. There must be something in the receiver over there. No, I'm not hearing anything weird on your signal.
I know, it only happens under very particular circumstances. But go over there again.
All right, I am on dot 6 right now. It's Telegraph and Square Lake.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like you're competing with a very, very, very weak, you know, it's like a heterodyne or something with a carrier. And I've heard that when they were doing work on that site, I was hearing that. And I haven't heard it since they stopped working on that site. And I don't know. They could be there doing something today. I don't know. First time I've heard it in a while, anyhow. But it sounds almost like a very, very weak signal that you're heterodyning with.
Okay, here's my other radio, lower power.
Yep, still there, you're in. There's popcorn attributable to your signal, and then there's that thing.
Okay, back on the higher power radio. So it must be, yeah, because the weaker signal must be, there must be another underlying signal there that I'm not overcoming completely. Okay, I was just seeing that with my handy talk. Yeah, I can definitely hear it there. I'm not even able to overcome that. So there's another signal in there.
All right, sorry, I was getting my coffee. I handed the mic over to Donald to pick up the conversation, but I think he just had, I think he thought I was just having him hold it.
Yeah, I was just saying, I tried to get my HT, and I could hear myself, and I could barely override that other signal that's in there with the HT.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like you said, when they were doing construction at the site, well, actually power work, AT&T, it was AT&T, yeah, because they were in Verizon's the other shelter. They had something going on there, and it was getting into my receiver, and on certain signals, it would manifest. But I haven't heard it in quite some time. And this morning here is the first time I've noticed it since. So I'll maybe have to do a drive-by, see if maybe they're over there working on their power or something.
All righty. Getting on the press way.
Okay, we're turning in. I've got to fiddle around with my clock for a minute here. I'm still reading 9:01. Then we're heading in.
What year is your Ford? It's the fourth, right? What year is it?
I think it's a 22. Could be a 23, though.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, I got a 2018 Fusion, and my wife's got a 2019. I was able to do a software update on the whole Ford Sync, and mine is too old to do it, 1 year difference. But now hers automatically adjusts for the time change, mine doesn't. I have to manually go in and change it.
I'm sorry about that. My clock drew my attention, and then the radio came on. And so you said something about yours. Repeat.
Yeah, I said hers, because I was able to do a software update on her, because hers is a year newer than mine, on the Ford Sync. Mine would not take an update. It's at its maximum version. But I updated hers. It changes the time automatically and for daylight savings. Mine does not.
Yeah, mine doesn't either. But it says you don't have to actually set the hour. You just go to the menu and punch the button that says set GPS time. So it's like it's all built in. Why the hell doesn't it automatically update? I don't know. It's weird.
And you sure you don't have a button for use daylight saving time? Because if yours is a 22 and hers is a 19, it seems like they should have it in the later versions.
I go to the clock settings and it says, you can adjust the hour up down, the minute up down, set AM or PM. You can set 24-hour mode on or off, and then you got a reset clock to GPS time. And you just punch that and it sets. That's the only options I have, unless it's buried somewhere else.
Yeah, you might want to see if there's an update. Like I said, I updated hers, I think, a couple of years ago. So it might be interesting to see. Check. You can go to the Ford website and punch in your VIN, and it will tell you if there's an update available, and then you put it on a USB drive and load it in, and then you might have that feature. Oh, the computer just dropped out again. That happens occasionally. Did you copy that?
You dropped. You were talking, all of a sudden, poof, you just dropped.
Yeah, that was the repeater doing that. My other radio dropped off too. So, Yeah, I was just saying, you check to see if there's an update. You might be able to get the newer sync version, which would might have that feature.
So I'm in the automatic system settings. It says scan for updates now. And then it says software is up to date. And then it's got a date of 10/18/2025 at 6:47 p.m. So there might be some other software, but at least this window says I'm up to date as of 3 weeks ago.
All right. Well, yeah, like I said, I updated hers a couple of years ago and just went to the website, punched in her VIN, and it told me there was an update and downloaded to USB drive and installed it. I think there might be a different type of update. The one I'm talking about, I think, requires the USB interface.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna check that when I get home because it is annoying. You know, the thing's got GPS time synchronization built in, but it doesn't automatically update the time. So yeah, you're right. You know, that would be just a daylight savings setting. Seems like a, you know, really, you know, until they get rid of that stupid daylight savings time, seems like it's a pretty easy and silly omission by Ford. All right. We're going to go in. We'll catch you when you get here. How long now? This will be my last. W8FU.
Oh, probably 10, I'm guessing. I don't have my actual calculation running.
All right, Donald says, well, then do an update.
Yep, I need to. All right, see you in a bit.
Okay, Pierre. Yeah, we'll see in a few. I'll be in a few.
Okay, Pierre, try. 1, 2. Test. 1, 2. We see low power in the car. No interference. APR.
K8, are you late? K8BB.
WDHKLL in the mobile.
You're in, but just barely. I kind of only know it's you because I know it's you.
All right, what about over here?
KE8 VSI, that's good. Real good there.
That's Detroit. That doesn't make sense.
Wow, no, it does not.
I didn't catch that. I had a kid yelling in the background. What'd you say?
I was just saying it does not make sense at all if that Detroit's better.
Yeah, I think there's something between Warren and me. I mean, before I couldn't even hear it or open it, so I'm surprised I can even... I can hear it fine now. I just figured with 10 watts I wasn't getting in.
Right. Okay, cool. Well, you can get on the network RF, so that's good.
That is the only FBI machine that I cannot get into.
Yeah, okay. That's weird, but hey, it is what it is.
Which one? I can't get into Warren, but I'm talking on Detroit.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you can get into Detroit, but I am surprised you can't get into Warren. So, interesting.
You should try the Romeo and the Richmond and the Mount Clemens as well to see how you're doing on any of them.
It cleaned up Romeo 100%. This sounds amazing now. Same with Richmond. I'm sure Mount Clemens will be the same too.
What'd you get done?
I got my mast up and my antenna 30-something feet up in the air finally.
Oh, okay, so you got that knocked out. Very good. Were you able to do it just supporting it at the base?
No, I got the metal plate with a stake so it doesn't sink, and then I got two wall brackets. I got to get some washers and some longer lag bolts for the first section to space it out off the wall because it's kind of got a bow in it because of the diameter difference. But two brackets and the plate, and it's pretty solid.
All right, yeah, very good. I think you're a ranch out there, so you're probably not going to be able to catch it more than, 12, 13 feet, if you go on the peak area and it's flat. But if you grab in two spots, one somewhere down near the bottom and then one just before it leaves, you can get them babies up and they work pretty good. If you get too much going on up top, they will bend a little, but they'll hold. So, all right, cool. Good to hear.
That was actually the biggest struggle is it is a ranch, but the peak of my roof is 25 feet.
Oh, heck, that's real good. Yeah, you're rock solid. Is that deployed all the way, full height?
No, I got about another 3 feet in that top section. I ran out of coax, so I've got more coax coming, but I'm still debating on if it's worth it, because right now the thing is rock solid, like does not move.
Yeah, probably not worth it. Has the wife seen it yet? Any complaints?
I told her
it was happening, he wasn't excited about it, but I'm like, well, I live here too, and I'm sick of playing radio in the attic, so she's good, she'll deal with it. I tucked it in, there's a gable in the picture I sent you that's like tucked in a corner where there's a downspout, so even when I build a deck, I have to take that into account anyway, so yes, it's not beautiful, but it could be way worse.
You know what you do? You put a star on top, a Christmas star on top, and say, see, honey, it's for you.
I do have a pulley at the top section with a rope pulled through it, so I can hoist whatever I want to up there.
All right, I didn't mean to inject and take over, so very good. I'm glad to, glad to see it went up well. Do you have any help?
No, you're good. Greg and I were just testing Simplex a little bit ago. We're able to talk on 5 watts, but clean on 10. And yeah, I had TMR. He came over with his 24-foot step ladder. I hate to bug him, but I think I'm going to have him come back because I want to... I didn't put the cotter pins in because I didn't know what they were for. And I think I'm going to snug up the connections, those little elbows, a little bit more. I was just reading online. It says like 10 to 15 foot-pounds of torque, like hand tight. Because I'm afraid I'm going to dimple it, but I'm also afraid it's going to collapse on itself. But I could not get that thing to budge when I was pushing it down.
Very cool. Well, I've been tied up since I got up this morning, and I just got free. So I don't know if I'm going to do anything today, but I got to get my tractor. I want to go over and crunch up the leaves one last time with the mower deck and then get that thing winterized, and then I might play with my antennas. So I got a few things in my project, including some antenna work. I'd like to get my antenna like that up so that maybe we can try it and see if we can talk. So, all right, let me jump out of here. Have fun, and I'll try to get mine working so we can see if we can simplex. W8FU.
All right, sounds good. Have fun. Let me know if and when you get that thing up in the air, and we'll test it out again. Greg, thanks for sending that over. I just got those.
Yeah, not real clean, but you can clean it up real easily, and then just use it for a reference as you put them into the 705.
I waited another month for my USB-C board to come in for this thing. It's so annoying. I gotta find. I have one micro USB cable, and it's for this radio.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, don't yank it around. Don't lose it.
Stays bundled up in a drawer, but. All right, I'm going to go make some food because I skipped lunch to get all this stuff done. I'm glad it's done. Appreciate you testing. It's funny because I'm talking to you on a repeater, and it's no different than when we were simplexing. So, mission accomplished.
Exactly. Yeah, I know right how you're feeling after your project. Go eat, and hit me up if you want to try more later. KE8BSI.
All right, I'm gonna monitor the node. I wanna bug Dave later too, see if I can finally hear him now. But all right, I'll catch you later at ADBS.
KF8EAT, mobile and listening.
OBJ monitoring.
K8DSI mobile.
Hey, IAJ, you know,